Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, October the 11th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, first thing I want to say about this nursery rhyme trivia is Curds and Whey. Somebody looked up Curds and Whey for me during the break there, and it's kind of interesting what Curds and Whey is, if you ever wanted to know. See, I like to know stuff like that. You know, Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her Curds and Whey. Curds and Whey is cottage cheese. Now, how about that? Curds and Whey is cottage cheese. The things you learn here. Now, the winners from our number one, Mary Phyllis Jean Charlene. All right, we're getting a phone call here, I think. We'll take the call if it comes in here. All righty. Well, I thought we had a call coming in. If that's you, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But Mary Phyllis Jean and Charlene, because we're getting a little bit of complaint that people can't get in. The phone lines are busy. So, if you won in the first hour, give me a few minutes here to try to get other people in, and then we'll allow everybody back in. So, if you have won, you're not banned at this point from getting in this competition this morning, but give me a few minutes here. Let me do a few of these so other people can try to get in. Okay, here's the next nursery rhyme. What did the farmer's wife do to the three blind... Oh, no, wait. Well, see, that's how bad I am. I forgot to check that off. We did that before we went to break. Okay, here we go. What was Wee Willie Winky wearing when he ran through the town? Oh, Lord. What a name that is. Wee Willie Winky. All right, for all you who couldn't get in hour number one, here's your shot. What was Wee Willie Winky wearing when he ran through the town? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I wonder if that's a full name. Wee Willie Winky. Now, Wee is probably, he's tiny. Willie Winky. What a name like Willie Winky. And by the way, try to say that, the sentence there. What? These are all W's. What was Wee Willie Winky wearing? Tongue twister here this morning. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
He was wearing his nightgown.
He was wearing his nightgown. Now, you don't usually think of men wearing nightgowns.
Nightshirts.
But I guess, hey, Wee Willie Winky, why not? What are we putting in today?
Tammy Weber.
All right, Tammy. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tammy is in this morning. Yes, Wee Willie Winky was wearing his nightgown. That is correct. Now, why he had a nightgown, we really don't know. We don't care. Complete this rhyme. Incy Wincy Spider climbed up, and then finish that sentence. Now, see, isn't this interesting? Most people think it's Itsy Bitsy Spider. Now here, it's Incy Wincy Spider. Now that's a little different than what we think. Does anybody know the difference? Incy Wincy Spider climbed up and then just finished that sentence. That easy, easy sentence that we all know. Incy Wincy Spider climbed up. Finish that sentence. 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
He climbed up the water spout.
Now, did you know it was Incy Wincy and not Itsy Bitsy?
No, I've always heard it called the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah, here it's called Incy Wincy. All right, who do we got?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Now, this is not Sarah, though.
Right.
This is Judy, right?
But I'm putting Sarah in.
You're putting Sarah in. Because she's so horrible at this that we have to help her out.
Now you're in trouble.
Well, she's out there driving the bus. She can't get me.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yes, the Incy Wincy Spider did climb up the water spout. And we'll get Sarah in because she doesn't know these nursery rhymes. Okay. Here's another one. Mary had a little lamb. What color was its fleece? Now, you have to be specific on that one. Mary had a little lamb. What color was its fleece? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mary had a little lamb. What color was its fleece? Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
White as snow.
White as snow. You got it. Who are we putting in this morning?
First, put Sarah in.
Because she needs help, really, right?
Yeah, these fingers that's on this morning, I've been trying every one of them since 8 after you started, and I said, man, they're quick on the fingers.
They are quick. That's why we'll give that a break for a second, and we'll try to get other people in. But, you know, Sarah thought that there was a Ginsu knife involved, so I feel bad for Sarah this morning.
Well, yeah, you know, when it comes to that, I would.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our friend Ralph out there, devoted listener, put Sarah in this morning when it comes to the little lamb. We have a delay here at the station, so the delay and, you know, people wanting to play, which is great, sometimes causes a buildup of calls. So I'll let people back in here. Just give me a few minutes. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. What did she swallow next to catch the fly? Now, I have never heard of this in my life. So if somebody gets this, I'll be really impressed. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. What did she swallow next to catch the fly? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? I don't know what nursery rhyme that's from, and I've never heard that before. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. What did she swallow next to catch the fly? Go ahead, caller.
Didn't she swallow a spider?
She did swallow us. Isn't that dangerous?
Well, kinda, I guess, if it bites her on the inside.
Well, see, here's my thing about this. The fly, okay, she swallowed a fly. She obviously didn't like that. So now why would you swallow a spider?
To catch the fly.
Yeah, but then you still got the spider rumbling around in your stomach.
Yeah, but then she swallowed something else to catch the spider.
Oh, did she?
Oh,
see?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole line of stuff she swallowed.
Who was this woman? Was she with Ringling Brothers or something?
I have no idea.
Who are we putting in?
This is Scott.
Oh, Scott, how you doing out there this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I got one for you on that. Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, go ahead.
Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was black as coal, and everywhere the lamb went, his sooty footy put.
I'm with you on that one. That's good. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
All right, there you go. Everybody's got their own rhymes, sometimes, though, not suitable for radio, but that was okay. Scott's in. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife. Where did he keep her? Hey, that's interesting. That's a rhyme in and of itself. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife. Where did he keep her? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife. Where did he keep her? You know, I'm fascinated with the last one, though, that a lady ate a fly, and then she ate a spider, and then something else, allegedly. The woman was really a carnival type of a woman. Go ahead, caller.
And a pumpkin shell.
And a pumpkin shell. It's right this time of season. We putting Sarah in again?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sarah's in. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, it was a pumpkin shell. Okay. Simon met someone going to the fair. Who? No, Simple Simon, not Simon. Simple Simon met someone going to the fair. Who was it? 740-383-9944. You know, you meet all kinds of interesting folk at the fair. This is not one I'm familiar with either. Go ahead, caller.
He met a pie man.
He met a pie man. Now, is this a baker?
I don't know.
Or do we just call him a pie man? I'll go with it. Thank you.
Yep,
a pie man. He met a pie man. Simple Simon met a pie man at the fair. All right. How many bags of wool did Bob Black Sheep have? That's a fairly simple one. How many bags of wool did Bob Black Sheep have? All right, here comes the call. Go ahead, caller.
Just to fill you in, Scott, that lady that swallowed the fly.
Yes.
Then she swallowed a spider to catch the fly. Then she swallowed a bird to catch the spider. Then she swallowed a cat to catch the bird. Then she swallowed a dog to catch the cat. And I don't remember what comes after that.
Well, that rhymed. That was good. You could tie it in a knot right there.
That's right.
You know, what was it? How big was this woman's mouth?
Well, I don't know, but once she starts swallowing birds and cats and dogs, she must have had a pretty big mouth.
You know, I would hate to be her doctor or the emergency room she went to that night, because they're going to have some questions.
There's going to be a lot of questions, yeah.
I bet she's going to be swallowing some Pepto-Bismol pills at the end of this.
If she's still alive.
If she's still alive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's an interesting interesting poem. Holy moly. How many bags of wool did Bob Black Sheep have? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy mackerel. What a morning here with the nursery rhymes. Go ahead, caller.
Three bags full.
Three bags full. You've got it. Thank you. We got Sarah in again. Three bags full. All right. Now, we'll go to this. We're going to go to one more tier here. If you have not won, now you can call in, and then we're going to let everybody back in after the next few here. Okay. If you have not won this morning, have not gotten into the competition, then you can win now. Here we go. This is a little more difficult. Pat a cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? Whew. That is the most complicated question I may have ever read in the history of this show. 740-383-9944. Pat a cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? Holy mackerel. Okay, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
I believe it was a B, wasn't it?
But now, do you know what he, because there's a little line there. Do you know the line?
He marked it with a B for baby and me.
Not quite. That's close, though. That's close. All right, we're still working on it. There's a little line, because these are nursery rhymes, and I think the lines are important. So, pat a cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Pat a cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the thing with? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't it? He marked it with a bee and threw it in the oven for baby and me.
That's, what's the line right before that? He did mark it with
Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and roll it and mark it with a bee and throw it in the baby, throw it in the oven for baby and me.
Well, it's not roll it and roll it, but you're close.
Oh, well, that's what I've always heard it.
Yeah, it's a little derivation from that.
Okay,
thank you. Not roll it and roll it, but that's the line I'm looking for. Not roll it and roll it. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? Now, it's not roll it and mark it with a B, but it's, there's something else there. One of these more complicated answers. 740-383-9944, coming up on 30 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have the answer out there this morning? Who has not won so far? Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear your answer. Interesting. One thing about these nursery rhymes is that people kind of don't remember them maybe as they were written, which is no big deal. You sing them as you want to sing them. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? All right. I don't think anybody's going to get this. So, anybody can call right now. The wheels are off. Anybody can call if you know the answer. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? Anybody can call. The training wheels are off. 740-383-9944. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Pat it and prick it and mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for baby and me.
Well, that's not it either. That's close, though. Close.
Okay.
Not pat it and prick it. Not, that's not it, but close. Maybe we should have left this open to everybody in the beginning, because it's kind of an obtuse one. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? There's a line there. Go ahead, caller.
Roll it and tuck it and mark it with a B.
Not roll it and tuck it. That's good. Good guesses.
Okay.
Not roll it and tuck it. What is the right answer here? Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. What letter of the alphabet did he mark the cake with? 740-383-9944. There's a line there, and then it's mark it with a B. We know it's mark it with a B, but what is the line? 740-383-9944. Open to anybody at this point. Does anybody know the answer? We've got Sarah in four times. Tammy in. Scott in. Let's see here. Charlene in. Jean. Mary. Phyllis. Does anybody know what the line is here that we're looking for? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I thought it was roll it and pat it and mark it with a B.
Let's see here. That is it. Roll it and pat it and mark it with a B.
Yes.
Roll and Pat had to come together. I guess.
You remember old Roll and Pat, don't you?
I do. I think they live down on the end of the street.
Yeah, they do.
we'll have to get you in on this one now.
Okay.
Were you glad to hear the end of Kerfluffle this morning?
Scott, I was out having breakfast with my bestie, and I missed it.
I'll fill you in here. It was a...
All right.
It was a... plastic jack-o'-lantern that has lights.
Well, didn't Lee say that?
Well, I think what he said was a but it's a I don't think he said I think he said jack-o'-lantern, didn't he?
You just said jack-o'-lantern.
Right, but this is a plastic one with lights on it.
No.
No, somebody got that this morning. Somebody went all the way.
I don't want to hear.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, so the terminology there is roll it and pat it and mark it with a B. All right. Sharon's in. On to the next one. Jack B. Nimble jumped over what? There's the question. Jack B. Nimble jumped over what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody, Adam the Computer Guy, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning, 10 a.m. till 11. And then Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. Go ahead, caller.
Candlestick.
Yes, it was a candlestick. You got it. We got you in, Charlene.
Thank you.
All right, Charlene's back on the ball here this morning. It was a candlestick. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. What did he call for? Now, this is a long line, so you'll have to be a little breathy on this one. Long line here. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. What did he call for? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now I'm going to have to look at the paper as I take the answer here because it's a long answer. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Fiddler's Three?
It's Fiddler, but there's a whole line there.
Oh.
Yeah. Good guess, though. It is Fiddler's Three.
Okay.
It is Fiddler's Three, but there's a whole line here that, I guess because it's part of the nursery rhyme, it's important. So here we go. Old King Cole was a merry old soul. What did he call for? Now, it is Fiddler's Three, but there's a whole line involved with this. All righty, go ahead, caller.
He called for his bowl, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his Fiddler's Three.
Let's see here. He called for his you know what? They've got it reversed, but that works. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his Fiddler's Three. That works. All right. We got you in, Tammy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Tammy's in. She was all over that one. Okay. Next one. What is this? Okay. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in what color boat? This is a very descriptive answer, by the way. 740-383-9944. The person who wrote this must have worked in a paint store. This is a very, very, very descriptive answer. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in what color boat? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Was it pea green?
Well, yeah, it was pea green, but do you know how they referred to it in this thing?
This pea green.
No, I want to give it to you, but apparently the line is a beautiful pea green boat. Now, is there an unbeautiful, an ugly pea
yeah,
green boat?
Yeah, there you
boat?
Go. Yeah, and I mean, you've seen one pea green boat, you've seen them all.
They roll up and down the hill. You know, a pea, do you think a lot of these nursery rhymes just have to do with the words rhyming? That it really the words have no significance?
Pretty much, although I think back in those days there could have been significance that we don't see today.
Well, do you happen to know off the top of your head, when did most of these nursery rhymes originate?
You know, I really don't know. In the 1800s, do you suppose? That's a good question. I don't know. And because do they even make nursery rhymes nowadays?
Well, that's what fascinates
me. That you can repeat.
Well, it's funny because it seemed to be that there was an era where nursery rhymes, kind of like Christmas songs, for some reason, most of the Christmas songs we sing were written in the 50s. And then, I mean, we have some new ones every year, and we have some predating that, but it's like there was this era where it was a big thing, and those are the ones we do every single year. I think it has to do with being right after World War II, but I wonder if it's the same thing with nursery rhymes. There just was an era where these things were written, and then nobody really ever...
You mean like the Victorian era or the Edwardian age or during those times when that was more of an entertainment for kids?
Yeah, because...
That's a good thing for somebody to check into.
Right, because you wouldn't call a riddle or anything of that nature a... What do they call, you know, the naughty ones? Limericks? Is that what they call them?
Oh, I don't know.
They call them... But those wouldn't be nursery rhymes.
Scott, could I just take a little bit, and I want to repeat one that I've known since I was a child, and I want to know if anybody else out there that had ever heard it.
Go ahead.
And this is something I think. A flea and a fly and a flew were in prison, so what could they do? The flea said, let's fly. The fly said, let's flee. So they flew through a flaw in the flew.
Now, see, what in the world does that mean?
Well, did you hear what I said?
The flea and the fly. You know, you started, and honestly, I got dizzy, and I passed out on the board.
You know what a stove flue is?
I do.
Well, okay, we got a flea and a fly here, okay?
They went up
a
the flue?
A flea and a fly that was in a flue.
Right, they're in the flue.
Were in prisons, so what could they do? Well, the flea said, let's fly. The fly said, let's flee. So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
Oh, so they flew through a hole in the flue.
Yeah, a flaw, yeah.
Flew. You know,
oh, wouldn't rhyme, Scott.
Yeah, well, you know the one, and I don't even know if it's on here, but the one that I love that nobody ever does is, and I'll forget the third part, Inkin, Blinkin, and Nup, is that it?
Nod.
I love that one, and nobody ever recites it. I don't know if it's because it's very long, which it is.
Yeah.
But I never hear that one when they talk about nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
I think that came from
England. Oh, they're fun. They're fun.
They are fun. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Inkin, Blinkin, and Nod. That was it. Okay. And does anybody remember the nursery rhyme our caller sang there? By the way, if you have a nursery rhyme you want to sing, chime in. 41 minutes past the hour here. Here we go. How many men did the grand old Duke of York have? The Duke of York. 740-383-9944. How many men did the grand old Duke of York have? We've got Sharon in twice here this morning, Tammy in a few times, Charlene in a few times, Sarah in a few times, Tammy, Scott, Mary, Phyllis, Jean. All right. You know what's interesting? There's one man in this entire lineup here this morning. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. We've got 26 entries this morning and one man entry. Now, I know some men have called in. I know Ralph was calling in and Scott's our entry here. But isn't that interesting that mostly women seem to know these? Fascinating. All right. How many men did the grand old Duke of York have? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, maybe this is a difficult one as well. I've never particularly heard this one. How many men did the grand old Duke of York have? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many men did the grand old Duke of York have? That is the question. All righty, let's see if this is the answer. Go ahead, caller.
10,000.
10,000. You got it. Now, any clue as to why mostly women know these?
I don't know. I remember my mom telling us all of these nursery rhymes when we were older. And then, you know, when we were young, she would teach us the ordinary ones. But as we got older,
Yeah, we used to sing them to our kids. She sang them to us, and then when we got old enough, she would teach us other nursery rhymes. But I can't repeat them on air. So
now, see, are those nursery rhymes? Or are those called something else?
I think they're called something else, but yeah, I can't sing those on air.
Well, I think it's interesting because even you say your mother.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not your father who told you these.
No. Mothers were the ones that reared the children when they were younger. It was the mother's place to stay home and take care of the children.
But you would think they would say them to the boys as well, so the boys would know them.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. It's interesting. Yep. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, yes, it was 10,000 men. Okay. This is an easy one, too. In the rhyme, hey, diddle, diddle, who jumped over the moon? There you go. Dialing fingers ready on that one. In the rhyme, hey, diddle, diddle, who jumped over the moon? 740-383-9944. Now, we've got tickets to Boo at the Zoo or tickets to the Wilds at this particular point, and we'll do the drawing. You can pick those up between 4 and 5 today. All right, go ahead, caller.
The cow.
The cow jumped over the moon. You got it. I'm going to put Sarah in again.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. And Sarah out there being quiet this morning. She does not know the answers to these. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. What could Jack's wife not eat? I've never heard that one either. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. What could Jack's wife not eat? Go ahead, caller.
First of all, Smarty Pants, I knew the answer to quite a few of them, but I was driving the bus, and as I have previously stated many times, I do not drive and talk.
Now,
that's irresponsible, and I like to think of myself as a responsible person. And second of all, thank you to the kind gentleman who put me in the drawing. And third of all, have you ever heard of this one? I don't know if this is just a poem or if this is a nursery rhyme or a limerick or whatever you want to call it. But has anyone ever heard of Monday's child is fair-faced, Tuesday's child is full of grace? Have you ever heard of that one?
No, does it go all through the days of the week?
Well, I screenshotted it before I called you so I can recite the whole thing if you want me to.
Well, give me a little, yeah. It can't be that long.
Monday's child is full of faith.
Let's try this. Do you need an introduction?
Let me try again.
Oh, my.
Monday's child is fair of faith. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child must work for a living. The child born on the Sunday is fair and wise and good and gay.
Now, wait, what was Tuesday? I was born on a Tuesday.
Full of grace.
Well, there you go.
Do you think of yourself as being graceful, Scott?
Well, sure. Do you not listen to this show? I make graceful transitions all the time.
I just can't wait. I'd like to fast forward to December when we're fighting over fruitcake.
Oh, it's not that far off. You know, I counted this up last night. Thanksgiving's on the 25th. Today's the 11th, which means we've got 20 days left in this month, 25 days, 45 days till the start of the Christmas season.
Oh, goody gumdrops. I can hardly wait.
I like gumdrops, just not fruitcake.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, and again, if you want to call in and recite a... if anybody wants to do Inkin... See, I don't... Inkin, Blinkin, and Nop, I think. Or Knock... something. But I like that one. I should learn the title. The one on the table right now, Jack Sprat could eat no fat. What could Jack's wife not eat? Go ahead, caller.
His wife could eat no lean.
No lean. Now, what does that mean? That is right.
I suppose she couldn't eat anything that wasn't fat.
So, she couldn't eat, like, Rice Krispies?
Probably not.
What a horrible life not to be able to eat the Rice Krispies.
Okay.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got Phyllis in here. Okay. Miss Molly had a dolly that was... This is another, I guess, fill in the blank. Miss Molly had a dolly that was what? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour, Miss Molly Had a Dolly. That was what? What's the next line here? 740-383-9944. Phyllis, Sarah, Charlene, Sharon, Tammy, Jean, Scott. Got a few in here this morning. Mary. Okay, here it comes. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
666.
666. You have got it. We got it in there. Thank you. 666 is exactly right. What did Little Bo Peep lose? All right, dialing fingers ready on that one. That may be the easiest one we've had all morning, 49 minutes past the hour. What did Little Bo Peep lose? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? I think everybody probably knows. What did Little Bo Peep lose? It's interesting because we have to wait on the delay. All right, here comes the delayed answer. Go ahead, caller.
She lost her sheep.
She did lose her sheep. We got it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
Phyllis gets in. Okay, let's go to another one. There was an old... Well, there's somebody else. I'll give them credit if they can give it to me right. Go ahead. They must have heard that we already got the answer. There is a little bit of a delay here. Okay. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She didn't know what to do. Why? Why did she not know what to do? There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She didn't know what to do. Why? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here comes the answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
She had so many kids.
She did have so many kids. That poor old woman who lived in a shoe. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we got it. Okay. Well, this is another pretty simple one. Peter Piper picked a peck of what? Now, that's one of those old-fashioned tongue twisters, teasers. Peter Piper picked a peck of what? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, here it comes. Go ahead, caller.
He picked a peck of pickled peppers.
A peck of pickled peppers. You have got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely right. A peck of pickled peppers. Okay. Well, you know, we've only got one more left here this morning. Okay, here we go. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? Where's he been? 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour, and we will have gone through two pages of these, which is about 40 entries this morning, not including the people who didn't get the answers right. Smart people out there. Go ahead, caller.
I've been to London to visit the Queen.
Been to London to visit the Queen. You've got it. Who are we putting in?
And put Mary in. There's a lot of guys that know the nursery rhymes. I babysit with my granddaughter for about 6 years, and we went through all of those.
Now, there's been some confusion. Is it Rich or Dick?
Whatever. Anything but late for supper.
There you go. You got it. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Absolutely. Marion again. Well, that's all we've got for that. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to do one more kerfluffle this morning, since that went over so big. We get away from orange. Now, remember, and by the way, Angie came up with that idea, which was a very good idea. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up after this show this morning from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. till 5 p.m. Okay, with 7 minutes left to go, let's see if we can get this particular kerfluffle today. And there are so many things here in the studio that could qualify for a good kerfluffle item. All right, today's kerfluffle item is blue. All right, blue is the item. Now remember, well, that's Adam's in the studio, not that. That's a good guess, though. Well, you would qualify as being in the studio today. That is true. I can't give the answer away. Why not? I'd go for it. Blue is the color. So you can ask any yes-no question you like, and or take a guess. See if you know what the item is. No, not that. That's a good guess, though. Blue. There are a lot of blue things here in the studio. The color is blue. You can ask me a yes-no question and then take a guess as to what the item is. No, not that either. There's a lot of blue here. No. Is that blue?
I don't even know what
that is. That's a very important item here in the studio. The color is blue. You can ask me any yes-no question in regard to this item. It is in the studio. No, not that either. Blue. Blue. The color is blue. Ask me a yes-no question and then take a guess as to what the item is. And if you get the item right, we'll put you in the competition. Does anybody know? Blue. Well, this might have stumped everybody. We were such in nursery rhyme mode here this morning. All right, here we go. First question on this morning's Kerfluffle. Item is blue. Go ahead, caller.
Can you talk into this item?
You cannot talk into this item.
Okay.
Cannot talk into the item. The color is blue, and you cannot talk into this item. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Is it smaller than a bread box?
No, not smaller than a bread box. Not smaller than a bread box. 740-383. No, not that either. I know, and you're right here in the studio.
That was one of the best answers ever.
That's bigger than a bread box. You're right. Bigger than a bread box, and you cannot talk into it. 740-383-9944. The color is blue. Go ahead, caller.
How about your shirt?
You know, my shirt is not blue today.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
My shirt is not blue today. What color? The color is blue. Give me a yes-no answer question here. Blah, 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 blah. There's that grace. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a door?
Not a door, but a good guess. It is not a door. The color is blue. Blue. Ask any yes-no question you want in regard to the item, and I'll give you an answer, and then you can guess the item. If you guess the item, you get in the competition today. Go ahead, caller.
Can you set on it?
You can set on it.
Is it a chair?
It's not a chair. Good guess, though.
Okay.
You can set on it, but it is not a chair. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Bigger than a bread box. You can set on it. It is in the studio, and the color is blue. As we head toward 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, the old Kerfluffle. Go ahead, caller.
Is it something that's in the studio permanently?
It has been in the studio since the day we moved in.
And that ain't you, huh?
No, that seems that way, though, doesn't it?
Thanks.
Thank you. It has been in the studio since the day we moved in. It is a permanent fixture at this point. 740-383-9944. The color is blue. That's today's Kerfluffle item, blue. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a couch?
It is a couch. We have a blue couch in the studio. All right, who are we putting in?
Sarah.
Put Sarah in. We got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Today's Kerfluffle item was a couch. Now, since we have a minute left here, I think we had one question left over from the Bozo Trivia Friday night that we did not get. Here comes a... Well, that call's probably related to the Kerfluffle this morning. If I can find my Bozo questions, which question did we not answer on Friday? Bozo's favorite magician. I know we don't have that yet. We never did get that one. And Bozo's favorite cookie brand. Does anybody know either one of them? Bozo's favorite cookie brand or Bozo's favorite magician? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Bozo's favorite magician or Bozo's favorite cookie brand? Does anybody know? with about a minute and a half here. 740-383-9944. We had both these questions on Friday, and we did not get either one of them. Bozo's favorite cookie brand or Bozo's favorite magician? 740-383-9944. You can still get in on the competition today with about a minute left to go. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 9:10 to 10 a.m. this morning, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And I'm sure that was a listener out there. Thank you for whoever honked out there this morning. Is anybody even going to try Bozo's favorite magician or Bozo's favorite brand of cookies? 740-383-9944. And we have got quite a list of people to draw from here this morning for our tickets. Okay. Well, if nobody knows Bozo's favorite brand of cookies or Bozo's favorite magician, we'll do our drawing here for a pair of tickets. What do we got here? Wilds. Okay. Let's see. Who do we got here? We've got a lot of entries. Okay, we'll toss these entries up here. Remember, you can pick these up today between 4 and 5 here at the station. And our winner this morning is... Okay, shake them up a little further here. It is... Sarah. All right, Sarah, you got a pair of tickets to the Wilds. You didn't know a nursery rhyme, but you win anyway. And that's how it's all done. For this day... I'm heading for the dugout.
She didn't fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit. And she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing your contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she, of course, she took it back in like a half an